What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club App, the number one live streaming platform for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Foreplay. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
What to do, man, is DJ Foreplay in the mix. I'm from Houston, Texas. You know, I'm not a GOAT DJ. Let's say that, I'm not a GOAT DJ.
Hey, man, we're super excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. We want to hear your story as a DJ, so walk us through the beginning days. What sparked your interest to become a DJ? Kind of walk us through your journey from there.
What's so crazy, when you asked me that, it's so funny, because I was sitting working security at a hospital, and this guy came in real radical and crazy, you know, and I was on the phone with my cousin, and one day I was on the phone with him, and I told him, I said, man, I want to be a DJ. He said, why not? You know, and we just went around the details of what I needed to do and how I needed to do it and the time limit I had on it and stuff like that. So, you know, after that, I took a few days and I thought about it. And then I took the last little money that I had and I went and got my DJ equipment. And it just, you know, so happened to think, I'm thankful that, you know, I did do that, because you know, you only live once. So I've been most definitely blessed to have this opportunity and this platform to do what I'm doing. You know, I wouldn't change it for nothing.
Hey, that's amazing, man. You had a dream, you set out to get it, and you just went for it, man. That's amazing. A lot of people don't have that mindset to take that risk and to leap into what they're meant for, their passions and their purpose. So I want to hear, you know, where did your story go from there after you got that initial intro?
Okay, so I used to play ball. Like, I used to play basketball and stuff like that. So I knew when I got into it, you got to know a lot of people and stuff like that. So I had that already set out the way. And then I, you know, start talking to people. And one thing is, like, every time I went to go talk to somebody, it's like they let me know that, you're saying you're a DJ, but what are you showing to show yourself that you are a DJ? So I was like, okay, well, I started looking at other DJs and what they were doing. And so happened, you know, as time went on, you know, as I start getting more things to show myself, approve as me being a real good DJ, is more confidence I got to start talking to people. And it's more like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Either you want to get your club or get whatever event that you have, you know, to the capacity where, you know, it gets shut down and it's so crazy where people remember about it, you know, that's what it is. And you can book me, but if you don't book me, you know, you go just have the regular, you know, the regular DJ. You go pay all your money, and then, you know, you're not gonna have the excitement and experience that you wanted if you would have booked me. So I did that. And it started off from there, and I had, you know, thank God that I did have friends that did do it. And, you know, I just started from there and did it for free. You know, anything that you do, anybody that is of character or person of purpose, they'll tell you, any in that profession, that they would do it for free if they could. So That's how I took it, and that's why I'm doing it. And I would do it for free. I would most definitely do it for free if I could, because that's how much excitement that I have to give off my energy to people to have a good time.
That's awesome, man. And it seemed like you let that passion just really lead you, and you just continue to walk in that purpose of DJing, and you found just a way to do it with so much confidence. I like how you had that vision and that goal, and you walked in with confidence. And when you told people, I'm a DJ, you came correct. And you came to explain the value that you bring to their venues, to their parties, to their clubs, that they need you. If they want to have the party that's going to really be the talk of the town and talk of the city, they need you. And you were able to go in with that confidence, and you kind of manifested. You came it, you brought it into existence because you spoke it. So I really think that having that ability to speak things to existence and speak on it and then actually do it is super important. It seems like you got that drive and that energy that has led to your success today. Man, walk me through, you know, what has happened, you know, since, you know, you've went out there and you started DJing. Walk me through, like, the most recent stuff that you've done leading on to where you're at today.
I've worked at number one strip club in Houston, Crazy Bull. I've worked for multiple big venues here in Houston. I've been able to be at the same table as some famous rappers here. I'm in the business of breaking records as of now. TSF Rizzo, he has a record that I am breaking for him. And shout out TSF Rizzo, man. Much respect, fam. Just going along and being in the world, like, because it is a world, you know, you say it is a world. So when you get into that, you know, it, and just like I said, with me being a DJ and me going to people and starting to talk to people and letting people know that I am a DJ, you know, as you get up in rank and time, and you have to continue to keep showing that you are that person that you're saying you are. So one of my biggest things was I wanted to work in a cabaret strip club. And, you know, cause people always tell me I've done things hard. Like even when I played basketball, I always took the hardest shot, or I always went on the deep end, you know, because, you know, that's who I am. So I know a lot of people are scared to go into those places and, you know, be creative, and, you know, some people get distracted and some people just don't do it at all. So I knew that me going into those situations and me going into and getting behind that board and getting people to enjoy themselves along with spending their money, it was definitely a test. But it most definitely, you know, the pressure, it came out with a diamond. And, you know, as I'm going now, you know, just because I've gotten that experience and me going to multiple strip clubs in Houston and actually being effective and, you know, not going, you know, and maybe better, or maybe, you know, to the point to where, you know, they might be, you know, customers would talk about, hey, DJ Foreplay needs to be here, or the owner say, hey, what's DJ Foreplay? Because they see the effect that I give. And when they know when the presence is not there. So, you know, me going into that situation and now I'm going off of my name in the strip club and me going into regular clubs and getting to work with different venues for concerts and stuff like that, it's a blessing. So, you know, that's why I decided to do that, and that's what's going on that point, you know. So
nice, man. Now that's super amazing, and I think that your progression just has been super awesome. Like, you go to these places and people are asking for you. That is an amazing signal that you're doing an amazing job. Yeah. And like, when you're not there and the customers are talking to the owner saying, where's DJ Foreplay? Like, that is what shows that you really bring something special to that venue. Yes. And those owners are going to want you there all the time. Yes. Because the audience wants you there. And they're the ones that are bringing the money. They're the ones that are building the experience at these strip clubs and other venues. And I think that you're doing a tremendous job just servicing the people with your skills and your talents. Yes, and I think that you're doing a great job at it, man. One term that you mentioned throughout your story, you said that you're now breaking records. Talk to us a little bit about what that means for our audience that don't know what breaking records are and how you go about doing that and what that means for your current business.
When you're breaking records when you have broken a record, it's a record that somebody is not record, you know, they doesn't recognize it. And, you know, it just catch on and somebody comes up, hey, who is that person? You know, who is that person? Or what's that beat? Or who is that saying this? And when I go into certain places, you know, it's a certain song or just a certain saying people want to hear. You know, everything is marketable and everything that you do, it has to be effective in that sense. So, you know, I've been able to have the ability to be able to do that. And one of the things, you know, that what got me into dealing with TSF Rizzo with the Poke Rider single. I was invited to one of the events and he gave me one of the records, and I've been DJing it, and every time I get a chance that I've been breaking the record and making sure that, you know, it's heard. And then when it's heard so much, to it's an achievement to it. So at the end, like, you know, if he gets, you know, a certain amount of streamings or views or anything, I get a plaque for it. So, you know, that'll be another achievement and goal that would be something that is most definitely a good thing for me. But I know most definitely I have, not to veer off, but me DJing, I most definitely want to give the crowd music that they've been wanting and not what they've been hearing. So that's where, when I take my approach, that's when you get the broken records and stuff like that, because I'm giving people something they haven't heard, but yet they're still, you know, going crazy, you know, because it's something they haven't heard, you know. So I try to give that off.
Nice. And that's super exciting, man. And wishing you the best of luck. I hope you get many plaques and going forward as you keep breaking records. So super exciting, man. You know, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into your story and your branding, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, most definitely.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my brother, DJ Foreplay. He's telling an amazing story about his journey as a DJ, breaking records and killing it in Houston, Texas. So, brother, tell me a little bit about your brand. Your name is DJ Foreplay. Where'd you get that name? And talk to me a little bit about how it came to be.
You know, things in life come full circle. And, you know, when you're doing things and people, and I see a lot of things that we try to find something unique to do, or a unique name, hashtag, or something like that, you know. So I always wanted to be a new, unique guy. You know, I'm a guy with no tattoos, you know. I don't, you know, I'm not the, you know, always behind the scenes. So, but I know with this that I'm doing, I wanted to be unique, and I wanted to be remembered me doing it. And also while I'm doing it, I want my name to click. So one day, this is the beginning of me DJing. I was sitting at one of my friends' house, and they were doing a party, and they gave me a DJ name, Dundia or whatever like that. And I didn't know what it was. I'm like, that's crazy, but it was a start, you know. It was a start, but I was like, nah, I don't want to go by that. And a friend of mine named Dominique, she helped me. And I was sitting in our house, and I'm like, man, what my DJ name gonna be? And then she said, what about Foreplay? So I was like, you know, that ring. And then, you know, when she said that, it just brought back, you know, my childhood memories where I play AAU. I was, you know, I was number four. You used to call me Lil Nate Robinson with the flat top, you know, stuff like that. And I'm from a small neighborhood called Acres Home, and it's 4-4. So it's all, you know, it's all of that dynamic, and it just came together. And I knew the Foreplay situation was gonna, you know, some people like, oh no, like that's not something that you broadcast, you know. But I was like, no, it's not, you know. Sometimes I have to tell people, you know, no, it's just something that I most definitely it's home. It's most definitely home, and it's something that the number four has been a part of my life. Let's just say that number four has been a part of my life, and it came full circle. And, you know, that's what happened with it.
Man, I really love that story. You know, at face value, it's super edgy. Yes, but when you hear the story behind it, it makes a lot of sense, and it really makes a unique play in your brand. So I love the way you told that story, and I'm happy to hear that you found a name and a brand that really gets the attention of people, but at the same time has true meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this whole journey very fun and special, because like, you have your story, and this is something that's a part of you. And as you build the brand of DJ Foreplay, you're able to just kind of go back to your roots of why this started and see just where it has taken you. You know, tell me a little bit about what kind of experience that people get when they book DJ Foreplay. What does that branding mean, and what do people get when they book that brand?
Man, it's one thing that when you walk in, most definitely I'm gonna have my confidence. You know, you you always have a heckler. You always have somebody that just want to be, oh, I'm the person. I, why is he doing that? I could do it. You got people that'll just sit there. You got some people that'll go to extreme to pay the crowd, you know? You have a lot of things doing with that, but every time I walk into a building, I always give off my positive energy, and I respect everybody. And you know, and when I plug up that board, it's just I get into a zone to where I'm this is what I'm doing, and you go get a wild. I'm gonna get a girl to dance. Dude go come and he go shake his bottle, and everywhere I go, I tell all of them, you know, it can be 5 people in the crowd, it could be 100 people, it could be 100,000. You know, I'm gonna tell them we're gonna turn up like we paid for it, because you paid your money, even if we in the backyard and it ain't no sections, we gonna turn up like you done bought a $500 section. You know, that's what preference, even if I'm not in the club, I can be on the side of the street with all my DJ equipment, and you know, I'm most definitely going to draw a crowd. And not trying to say it in no, I'm too good or anything like that. But that's how much confidence I have in my craft and how much that time that I spend to get people to get what I'm doing.
Great, man. No, I love it, man. It seems like you're having a lot of fun while you're doing it too. Yeah. That confidence comes out very naturally. And I think that's kind of one of the things that stood out about your brand that has brought you a lot of success, man. I love it, man. And I appreciate you sharing the story and just being so open about everything that you've done so far. You know, we love to use this podcast and this story that you're telling as a way to help other DJs in their journey. You know, mm-hmm. DJing is not an easy thing to get into and to succeed at. You have saw a lot of success in your journey, but it's not that easy. And there's a lot of ups and downs. Talk mm-hmm. to me a little bit about some of the tough times you had as a DJ and how you were able to get out of those tough times to help other DJs that may be struggling in their journey.
Just keep working. Like Nipsey said, you go through every emotion with it. You're gonna deal with it. You're not gonna get called. You got to get that out your mind. Like, don't think that you're gonna be booked 7 days a week. You know, and one wise guy told me, Bass Boomin, one of my good friends, he's a engineer producer. Bass Boomin told me, he said if you working, the money's gonna come. So when you find yourself in that loophole where you feel like it's been 3-4 days where you haven't, you know, DJed a single anything, if you find yourself just going to go give people your card, or you know, going to the store and finding another promo sign, putting your face on it and broadcasting what you're doing, just like I said, doing it for free, going out to your local beach or your local gas station or anything that you use every day that you know people are going to be around, exploit your business like that. You go to the gas station, have your business cards with you and stuff like that, and make sure that you have that grind and that hustle in you when you find yourself in those dark times. And everybody's not gonna like you. Everybody's not gonna like you. People gonna hate on your name. People are going to do anything and everything for you not to DJ, or they just don't want you doing it because it's something that they can't do. So, and my courage and my knowledge to all my DJs out there, man, just keep working. You're gonna go through 7, 8, 10, 12 stages. You're gonna feel, you know, because you're giving your energy to people, you know. And if your energy is not wanted, you know, you can get to a point to where, what am I doing wrong, you know? But just don't feel like that, you know. Just make sure that you're working and you continue to do stuff to get your brand going. And don't settle. Don't think that you're too big or too small. Don't settle for anything, because with this, the sky's the limit. It's nothing that you can do with it. So as you go through everything that you're going through, just keep grinding, man. Just keep grinding and just keep working. That's all it is. It's a work ethic and a process, you know.
I love it, man. It's super important. You have to have perseverance because people are going to try to take you out. They're going to try to knock you out. It's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be hardships in this journey. But those that weather the storm are the ones that make it to prosperity. And my brother, you are making it and you're doing extremely well at it. And I appreciate you sharing and dropping these gems for the people because they need to hear it. A lot of people, they have this, you know, glamorized idea of what DJing look like. But at the end of the day, it's hard work. It's tough. And those that make it through, they get to see the glamour.
Right.
But they've gone through mud. They've gone through struggle to get there. And those people that are just trying to get into it now, they're not going to be able to see the hardship that people went through because all they're seeing on Instagram and on social media is the hype DJ videos on the decks with the all the people in the background.
Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? You're giving the real story here of ups and downs and what it takes to really make it in this industry. And I really appreciate you. And I look forward to seeing all your success going forward. Kind of advice do you have for DJs right now? What are some things that they should be focused on? You know, right now things are opening back up. We're, you know, went through a tough year of DJing. What are some things that they should be focused on right now to best improve their self and their business?
Get up 5 o'clock in the morning and check your Serato. See what new music came out. Cause when I looked into my YouTube, you know, music dropped almost every day. You know, I know for sure you got Lil Durk and Lil Baby dropping five singles just every other day, you know. And you know, as you go on that and you know, you can see that you just gotta keep downloading, keep converting. And most definitely, just gotta wake up in the morning. As stuff is opening up, make sure, even if you in your city, go to another city, promote your brand, do everything that you possibly can. Like, it's nothing limit. Like, make sure people see you and hear you, and you're gonna be good. And just like I said, you know, just keep working, man. Just as things are opening up, just keep making sure your craft is good and making sure that you're promoting your brand, and good things are gonna come.
Definitely, brother. Opportunities are endless. You just gotta have that mindset and that eagerness to go out and get it. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm more of a 6 a.m., 7 sometimes. But 5 o'clock, man, I take that challenge on, and I'm gonna wake up at 5 too. It's a grind. You know, that saying, the early bird gets the worm, that they didn't make that up. You know, if you have that drive to really get up early, know your music, know your business, know the ins and outs of everything you need to do to succeed, and you take the opportunity to attack and get on it, you're gonna win. You're gonna have the extra effort that's going to be able to propel you further than everyone else, and that's what it takes to win. And I'm sure that I know for a fact, based on our conversation, that you're a winner, man, and you're going to make it very far. What's the best way for people to support you in the things that you're doing right now?
Well, I wanted to start with this. I started probably a few days ago. Started one of these shirts, promo shirt, just some prototype. This might be not the right, you know, this might not be the, this the original logo, but it's most definitely going to change, and you're going to see it in all type of colors. The logo will change. This is just a prototype, y'all. So if y'all want to get a shirt or anything like that, you can go on Instagram and follow me on Instagram at DJ4Play_. Everything is on there, from concerts that I've done, backyard parties, promo from, you know, the effects from the crowds and stuff that you talked about as well. Anything that, you know, that needs to, for you to know that I am an actual DJ, and everything that I got going on is on Instagram at DJ4Play. If you do see me in any other city, state, or anything, you'll see one of these cards. I have a card, you know, got a card. Then I also have, you know, I got something real, real big for you. You know, if I'm at a party or anything like that, you know, backyard private party, anything, I make sure that you see that name, DJ4Play, on all platforms and if you see me, you see foreplay, you know. So that's what it is.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. At this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I got Serato DJ. My board, I have converted to a DDJ XB3. Oh, no, XR. XR3.
Who's your favorite DJ?
DJ Screw. DJ Screw.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
I did a concert with Money Man, mainstream Money Man, Big Currency King. You know, that's what he go by. But that situation, me meeting DJ Famous and me meeting Money Man and being that atmosphere at the venue, the living room on the north side of town. It was like I broke through, you know. I broke through, and you know, as from that standpoint, then the atmosphere was different, you know. And it for me to only be for me to be DJing as long as I have, to have that certain, just to have that event to be given to me, and for me to control the crowd, and you know, to do what I've done. Did what I did for the event, it was most definitely a breakthrough moment, and you know, I loved every minute of it.
Name some of the best places to party in your city.
You got the address, you got what you got? You got Rose Gold, you got Space. If you want to go to the strip club, you know, you got both strip club, north and south. And then you got one in the middle. So number one strip club in the city, Crazy Bull. Then you got the Blue Flame. Then you got Truth on the north side. You know, Truth is most definitely one of the places that I love, because they most definitely gave me my first shot at the strip club as long as I worked. So that's where I got my foundation at. So most definitely respect to all those places, because some of those places I have worked in. So.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Having the access to the crowd, you know, like some people don't think they can live stream because, oh, I don't have an audience, or I'm not big enough to do that, or I won't get on there and live stream because I'm not able to get money from it yet, because they see a lot of DJs making money off their live streams and stuff like that. So that's most definitely is the reason why. I mean, you know, but you see, I'm most definitely, like, that's how I started. Like, one of my first videos I did in my bedroom, and I have over 500 views from it. So, you know, and it has been blocked. So, you know, I most definitely, you know, I think most definitely any DJ should, you know, live stream. But that's the reason why.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories also should be shared on this podcast.
Right, most definitely, man. Shout out my DJs, man. Y'all need to tap into In The Club app, man. Most definitely, it's a blessing.
Yeah, name a few of the DJs that you want on the show.
Man, most definitely my one of my close workers. Well, he's a friend of mine. You know, we go back. I did something crazy one day. And he called me, man. He was just, man, you're gonna graduate. But you know, I know how I am. But you know, my guy DJ Lefty, you know, he's most definitely one of the hard, you know, me and him most definitely, like, he's from the Bahamas. So, you know, so you most definitely, like, so for me being from America, sometimes I can't understand him sometimes, you know, but I know the love and the passion. And he's one of the guys that was firstly doing it. You know, he was dealing with the college crowd and stuff like that at TSU, Texas Southern Turn Up TSU. So, you know, that's really the, you know, that's my guy. You know, that's I call him, he'll answer. You know, we'll go back, and we also have done stuff together. So, you know, it's a blessing to have him.
Awesome, man. We look forward to hearing his story one day on the show. And any DJ that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Right now, I'm not nowhere, but I am in, you know, anybody on this podcast or anybody that want to see what I can do as DJ 4Play anywhere in the city, anywhere in the country, I'm most definitely available. I do have my booking number on my Instagram at DJ4Play_. And, you know, you can connect with me through that. And, you know, strip club, regular club, you know, you can Detroit, Florida, you can book me. If price is right, you can book me. Good dope sale. That's my hashtag, you know. So.
Awesome, man. This has been an amazing interview, man. I learned a lot and I got a lot of value from this. I'm sure our audience did as well. DJ 4Play, you're doing an amazing job. I love your energy and your confidence, and that's going to take you very far in life. So congratulations to you, brother. We look forward to continue to working with you, and we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Thank you, man. With much respect, man. Good dope sale, man.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.